You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca. PR as well joins us once again. Holty, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm excellent. So I guess let's start with some player news. Yesterday, by the Condors, you sign four players. So these are American League deals only. You get Matt Brown, who's 26 years of age. You also have Trevor. Now, is it Yannick or Yannicky? How do you say it properly?
I believe it's Yannicky, at least from what I remember from his days in Calgary last year.
Okay. You've got Mats Lindgren, who's a defenseman, son of a former Edmonton Oiler, Mats Lindgren, and another D-man, Luke Prokop. So, you know, and their range in age from 26 to Brown, 24 for Yannicky, 20 for Lindgren, 23 for Prokop, who was with Milwaukee last year. So if you look at the depth chart for the Condors, Where do you see, let's start with Prokop and maybe Lindgren. Like, are both of them going to be on the roster?
I would say their depth. I was actually, before I came on, I actually did out the depth chart just to see what's happening back there. I had to refresh my memory, too. But if you look at kind of the left side, Dineen being back in the fold. You have Carfagna, who was signed last season as well, too. And you have Lepinen coming over, from Europe as well, that the Oilers signed, at least on paper, if you will. And he kind of projects to be, one of those guys that, could be a call-up guy, a guy who's played pro for, the last couple of years. And then you have Stillman, who was in Chicago last year and their organization with Carolina. So you look at, kind of that left side and, that's kind of where it is. And then you kind of have a pro cop kind of kicking in, lingering kind of kicking in. You look at the right side of things and, where does Regula fit in, in the Oilers' plans, this upcoming year? Obviously, he was injured last year, but, a guy who the organization brought in. So assuming that he's going to want to, get a look at, Bo Akey, of course, who was drafted in the last regime, if you will, and he's going to be coming in for his first pro season. And then, Josh Brown is kicking around as well, too. And what does, his second year look like? Is it in Edmonton as a depth guy? Is it in Bakersfield, as a shutdown guy? That's kind of the right side. So that's kind of the mix, if you will. And, Jason, as we know, I mean, you go through 10 to 13 defensemen a year, at the AHL level, whether it's through injury, through call-ups. The Oilers 2 years ago were blessed that, they only had six defensemen, I think, play the entire year. That was a rarity, and we saw that last year. And, now going into this year, you have, at least you're looking at it. If Luke Prokop and a shutdown type of defenseman is your eighth guy in the American Hockey League, that's pretty good. Obviously there's a lot of unknowns, I think, back there. There's some young mix. Lepinen coming over is a bit of an unknown, but you like his offensive output and what he did over in Finland, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, good mix and, good character guys that have, had some pro experience under their belt.
When he played, how did Josh Brown play at the American League level last year?
Yeah, I think, it was an adjustment for him. I think initially probably disappointment, I think, for him. Didn't live up to, maybe his own expectations and maybe the Oilers' expectations when they signed him. He had, wife, new kids going around, probably thought he was, in Edmonton full-time and then, ended up in Bakersfield. I think once he settled in, I think he was, he was a guy who was dependable, I think, on the back end, a shutdown type of D. Obviously there's not offense there, but he fought down here. He provided good minutes. What happens this year, what happens going into training camp, I don't know. But he was up with the Black Aces the entire E of the Stanley Cup run as long as the Black Aces were there. And, he was a guy who, obviously played playoff games in the NHL last year. So, I hope for Josh. I think it was just a tough start to the year that, kind of derailed things a little bit. I hope he comes in fresh this year with some fresh eyeballs and can be the tough physical defenseman that, he knows he is and has proven he has been over the course of his career.
You saw Matt Savoy as a rookie in the American League, and it's a tough league to be a rookie. And I think he was top five in scoring for rookies and one of the youngest guys in the AHL. And you know what? Kind of, you know, without some of the offensive guys around him, right? Lane Peterson barely played all year long due to injury, right? So he, you know, it's hard to be a highly offensive player if you don't have highly offensive players to play with. I don't care what league you're playing in. When you evaluate his whole season, you know, what he got in on the penalty kill as well as the power play and 5-on-5, do you think Savoy, like, are you pretty comfortable that he's a guy who's going to start in Edmonton and is ready to contribute?
I'm very comfortable that he's starting at Edmonton. I'm very comfortable that we don't see Matt Savoy in Bakersfield at all this year, at least from, you know, my perspective and what that matters. You know, he's mature beyond his years. He's very, you know, charismatic. He's poised on the ice, you know, ton of skill. You know, and you mentioned it, he's got to play with players. And I think, you know, that's the type of player that, you know, the Oilers can use at the next level. He's a guy who, you know, is a complimentary guy who's, you know, looking, you know, pass first probably. And, you know, he's a guy who's going to be able to, you know, set up a line and drive a line that way in his playmaking ability. And I think you mentioned the penalty killing aspect of his game. I think that's what's going to make him dependable at the next level. And that's where he can become a 13 to 14 minute a night guy because of the penalty kill. So it might be 5-on-5, might be less minutes, but I think penalty kill, I think, is an area of strength of his and one that's going to, you know, really start him off on his pro career at the NHL level, at least. And I'm excited for him because I think the world of him. I think he did everything that was asked of him here in Bakersfield, and, you know, wish him nothing but the best, but I don't anticipate seeing the whites of Matt Savoy's eyes this year.
And you know, the fact that he became, you know, reliable, I think is something that every coach, like when you're a highly offensive player, if you can mix in that you're reliable defensively at the NHL level, you're going to get a longer rope. Where, and like Ike Howard is much more, I think, is regarded as an offensive player. You know, probably not going to be a penalty killer guy. I think he's more of a pure offensive guy. And so, you know, they're different roles. And I'm not sold that Ike Howard's a lock all year long in Edmonton. He might be. I'm just not sold. Whereas I do feel more comfortable. I think Matt Savoy's pro experience gives him a leg up as far as being a guy who might not play as high up in the lineup all the time, but will be in the lineup.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I can't speak to Howard. I've only seen, you know, what everyone else has seen on TV of his, and I think it's a tremendous I'll use the word bet or gamble on a player that has terrific upside, especially at his age and how he can maybe fit into a lineup. And, you know, we've seen it before with college guys and free agents, or at least guys who didn't sign with their original team. And, you know, maybe it does take them a little bit to get up to speed, you know, because it is going from college to, you know, to the NHL. That's a big step.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I think the Oilers are betting on that he will be there for the majority of the year. And, you know, will he need maybe some time here? Maybe, maybe not. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's a really nice, you know, low risk type of gamble for a team that, you know, has the majority of its roster kind of already filled out in pen, sometimes in Sharpie, and, you know, just need some complimentary pieces to, you know, really break through. And that's where the development comes of a Savoy and being able to get a guy like Howard and, you know, take some gambles on some risks and see what pans out.
Ryan Holt joins us, Sports 1440, Oilers Nation, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Instagram. And right, did you see a significant difference in how Colin Schock ran his deployment last year now with, you know, Stan Bowman as the GM? Was there a different directive in your eyes in allocation of minutes and situational play, et cetera?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a different directive, but, you know, and just in looking at, you know, what's going to potentially be here this year as opposed to even last year at the start or, you know, certainly in years past, you know, you look at it and I think I was trying to do it out today. If you did a projected lineup, there's five guys right now in an opening night Condors lineup, if you will, that played for the Condors more than five games last year. You know, so I think that speaks volumes to, you know, one, the new organization or the new regime, if you will, and they're trying to inject some new blood and some new faces into the, you know, organization. They could have sat around and said, you know, we'll just take whatever draft picks are left over and, okay, we'll just keep rolling them out every year. But I think, you know, there's been a changing of the guard, if you will. And you know, I know you bring in, you know, Yarventi, and he was hurt last year, but you sign Hutson, Samansky, Mariala. I mean, some of these guys that come into the organization, you know, that, you know, kind of unheard of in terms of, you know, being on the Oilers' radar, and now you're going to inject them in. So I think it's, you know, it's a summer of change here, I think, in terms of the, you know, just weapons and, you know, kind of the unknown of what's going on in terms of who's coming to, you know, the Condors. But I think it's exciting because, you know, you look at the upsides of guys like Hutson, guys like Yarventi, if he stays healthy, I think is huge to add into the Hamlins and the Griffiths and the Phillips and, you know, whoever else ends up from Edmonton's of the world. I think there'll be enough here. I think it's exciting, and we'll see what ends up happening. But I think Colin and Keith McCambridge and, you know, Adam Krug, yeah, they've done a nice job of balancing, you know, now two general managers and figuring out what's expected. And I think there's a, you know, definitely a shift on the back end from, you know, big, meaty defensemen, you know, kind of rough, hard-nosed, defensive-minded defenseman to a more shift of, you know, puck moving, being able to skate. You look at Carfagna, you look at Lepinen, guys who have that kind of flair on the back end. So I think it's exciting for the coaching staff to get some new tools to work with, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, it's always interesting, and I was just kind of curious, you know, deployment. Some organizations say, hey, we play our young guys regardless, and I'm not sold on that. You know, if a guy's not ready at the American League, he's not ready to play. Like, sure, you'd like him to play, but you can't just force feed him in. Lastly, you know, one young guy, when you look at the orders, and you know, you talked about the holdover of players, and there's not a lot of them. James Hamblin obviously is one, and Hamblin's a guy who I think is he's really close to being an NHL player. He's in a tough organization right now, simply because of all their depth down the middle. Noah Phillips, one who's going to come up here, and we'll see. But what about Matvei Petrov, who's one of the younger players still in the organization? I think you know, there's Clattenburg and Brewhouse or Stonehouse who might be younger. That's it. But how did you see Petrov's season last year compared to the previous year? Did he make gains?
Yeah, I think the injuries, you know, derailed him. I think early on, he, you know, he wasn't fully, you know, recovered from the knee injury, maybe not fully in shape early on in the season, ended up getting back healthy. And I think he had, you know, 2 or 3 weeks there where, you know, he was really impactful. And you saw maybe what, you know, the organization saw in him, you know, back in his junior days, you know, and then he got hurt again and never really got back off the ground. So, hopefully back fully healthy, but you know, you look at, you know, the names I just listed and, you know, guys, and, you know, whether this is true or not, it's guys who, you know, this new organization, right, you know, Stan and company have brought into the organization that I'm assuming are going to have a leg up, right? A Hutson is going to have a leg up on a Petrov. It's just the way I think it's going to operate. You know, Samansky is going to have a leg up. He's coming over from, you know, from Germany, and, you know, he's a guy who is going to compete, you know, for minutes here at this level. So, you know, hopefully Matvei's had a nice, you know, nice summer, nice start to the season here coming up, and we'll see where he ends up slotting in. But yeah, I think there's definitely competition, and, you know, I kind of like it because no spot is kind of, you know, just given to you, yeah, you know, just based off, you know, draft pick or not draft pick, because, you know, there's no allegiance, if you will. I think, you know, the Oilers are in win now mode, and whoever can help them win right now is going to earn that leg up.
Ryan, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks for a little off-season update, and enjoy some time off. And we'll talk to you again soon here in a month when camp starts.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great rest of your summer. We'll talk soon.